So Chuck Townley and I have this ongoing discussion about the word testimony. And we've been having this conversation. When I say ongoing, I mean we've been talking about this on and off for like 2 years at this point. Testimony. Like many of you, Chuck has had some bad past experiences with that word. He has heard testimonies that include people bragging about things that they shouldn't be bragging about. People talking about what God has done, but really kind of subtly taking the credit themselves. Not walking humbly. And I totally agree with Chuck. That's really ugly, right? That's not a testimony that I would want to hear. But testimony and its related verb, testify, are classic Christian terms. And I'm kind of on a personal mission to reclaim some of the language of our faith. Many of our words have been used badly. But maybe, instead of getting rid of them, we could try using them well, understanding that for many people they carry a lot of baggage and we have to continue to be sensitive to that. So for the rest of the summer, we are going to explore the United Church of Christ's statement of faith in a series I'm titling Testify. This is the right time for us to study this statement together for several reasons. One, we have a lot of new people, many of whom I know have not before been part of a United Church of Christ. And if you're going to get involved in a church, it is important to know how that church tells the Christian story. Two, we want to be consistent. We want to tell a Christian story that makes sense from beginning to end. Right? We all have our favorite ideas, our favorite beliefs, and we have other ideas that we think are Christian, but we don't really like them, and we don't know how those ideas fit together. And even some of us, for the ideas that we do like, we can't tie those together in a logically consistent way. We need to be able to do that. And finally, a belief that is unspoken is incomplete. That's a direct quote from Roger Shin, who was a man who helped write the UCC Statement of Faith. A belief that is unspoken is incomplete. But he goes on to say, but a belief that is well spoken becomes a power for life and action. A power for life and action. That's what I want. That's why I think this is the time for us to explore this statement of faith together. Now, for those of you who are skeptical about organized religion, as many people are these days for very good reason, you may be feeling a little uncomfortable with a statement of faith. After all, creeds and belief statements have been used in the past to keep people out. If you can't sign off on this, you're out. Possibly, we're going to kill you. But that is not the purpose of the United Church of Christ statement of faith. Let me explain it this way. Creeds and belief statements can be used as a fence, a boundary marker, clear lines that determine where the property ends and is thus a tool for saying who is in and who is out. That is not what this is. The United Church of Christ statement of faith is not a fence. The United Church of Christ statement of faith is a campfire. It doesn't mark the edges. It marks the center. This distinctly Christian statement of faith articulates the core convictions of our community. It is what is at the heart of our life together. But a fire has no clear boundaries. Some folks may station themselves right up close to it, finding that this is a statement that describes their personal experience very well. Other individuals might stand a little further out, and that's fine too. If you want to be a part of this community, we welcome you. And we just want you to know that this campfire is what's at our center. And you can stand as close to it as you want. This statement of faith is not a test. This statement of faith is not a test. It's a testimony. It is not a list of doctrines. It's a story. And if you'll let me stretch the metaphor just a little bit, this statement of faith is the campfire that we gather around, and it's the story that we tell as we gather there. We all have stories to tell. We all have testimonies. Because God speaks to all of us in our own way and acts in our lives in different ways, we can all tell stories of how and where and when we have encountered God. We all have a testimony, not about ourselves, but about God and what God does. As we tell this story together this summer, you will see that this story, this statement of faith, is oriented around the actions of God, around what God does. It's a story, just like the Bible is a story. This statement of faith is a story of God in motion, living and active in the world. This is what Christians have always tried to do. The New Testament book of 1 John begins with a testimony. Verses 1 through 5 say, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life was revealed, we have seen it, and we testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was revealed to us. We write this to make our joy complete and yours too. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all." This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. God is light. In God there is no darkness at all. That is not an explanation. That's a testimony. The beginning of a story. When we tell a story, we have to find the balance between poetry and precision. Sometimes when we tell a story, sometimes we find that poetry is more precise than prose. Because often the truest things are the hardest to say. In those moments, it is symbolic language that gets us where we want to go. So if you are looking for a technical explanation of the mechanics of salvation, you are not going to find it here. This is a storybook. This is not an instruction manual. So with all that buildup, are you ready to hear at least the beginning of the statement of faith? Here it is. We believe in God, the eternal Spirit, who is made known to us in Jesus our brother, and to whose deeds we testify. We believe in God, the eternal Spirit, who is made known to us in Jesus our brother, and to whose deeds we testify. We believe in God. This is the only time in this whole statement that you will hear the word believe. And if you Google church belief statements like I did this week, you will find that most of them include the word believe a lot. A lot more than just once. But this is not a belief statement. This is a statement of faith, and there's a difference. As you well know, because I tell you a lot. So let's think about it this way. What does it mean if I say, "I believe in you"? It means I know you, so I trust you because I know you. It's experience and trust and confidence in your character and in what you will do. I believe in you. Now, what do I mean if I say, "I believe in UFOs"? That's different. right? That means I have a cognitive mental assent to the existence of extraterrestrials. Same English word, believe, two very different meanings. So what do you mean when you say, I believe in God? Is it like I believe in UFOs? Or is it like I believe in you? Is it about mental assent to existence? Or is it about experience and trust and confidence? See, often we think it's about existence. But truly, it is, or at least it should be. It should be about trust. When we begin a statement of faith by saying, we believe in God, it is a statement that is at the core of this community. We are saying at this community, at the center of this community, is a trust in the character and the actions of God that is based in our collective experience. We begin by saying, we believe in God. We believe in God, the eternal spirit, present before anything and anyone else was, not bound by time or place, not belonging to one group of humans, as present now, as back then, and into the future, as flexible and fluid and hard to capture as wind or breath. And yet, the eternal spirit is made known to us in Jesus, our brother. This ever-present fluid presence is made known to us, deigns to come to us time-bound and earth-bound and small-minded creatures, wants to be with us, and shows up in the person of Jesus. This is incredible. This is the beginning of a great story. The Gospel of John starts this way. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The Word became flesh and blood and lived among us. We have seen his glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. In the beginning was the eternal Word, one with God, source of all that was and is and will be, life and light, stronger than any darkness. The Word put on flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. And we have seen it. We believe in God, the eternal spirit who is made known to us in Jesus, our brother, and to whose deeds we testify. We have seen it. We have heard it. We have touched it with our hands, and we have a story to tell. Now, we may not have seen or heard or touched Jesus with our hands, but we have still seen God. We have seen God's works in our lives and in the world. We have heard God's voice still speaking to us in the still small voice and in the voices of others and in the words of our sacred text. And we have felt God. So now we testify. Not bragging about the things we shouldn't be bragging about, but speaking our truth for the encouragement of others. That's testimony. Speaking our truth about our experience of God for the encouragement of other people. We tell a story. The story of God, the story of us, and the story of me. The Word of God is living and active, and we don't want to keep that to ourselves. We believe in God, the eternal Spirit, who is made known to us in Jesus, our brother, and to whose deeds we testify. Amen.